Election 2020 continues to make history, as here it is the day after, and still much is not known about all the results. This is Lisa Berry, and one race we can declare a winner is the 12th District Congressional race, and joining us now from that district is Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Have you officially declared victory yet?
Well, I'm going to put a statement out this morning, but yes, I am the winner, they've called it, and I'm grateful to all the people of my district that supported me, and I promised them I'm going to work hard for them for the next 2 years.
Looks like you got over 80% of the vote in Washtenaw County.
I'm grateful. I work hard. I try to. It's a job interview. That's how I look at this. And I try to listen to what people want and deliver for them, and I'm going to work for everybody. You know, once this election's over, I don't think someone is a Republican or a Democrat. They are constituents in the 12th district. I love them. And I love it when people disagree with me respectfully because I learn from them.
So did you get any sleep last night?
No.
None? You've been up all night?
I'm really at about 48 hours without any sleep because I got up at 3:30 the night before last. So if I sound tired, I am.
But how are you feeling overall as we wait for the results to come in?
Well, obviously people are concerned. I probably am a little more serene than some people that I know because I said it to people last week, people got mad at me last week, that the race had tightened. I do think Joe Biden's going to win Michigan. And I didn't say that until over the weekend when I'd been out, I'd looked at numbers, I'd talked to people. Women really did turn out in record numbers. I always said I didn't believe the polls. I did not believe it was a double-digit lead. I said that starting the first time. They said Joe Biden was up 18 points. But, you know, obviously the country's concerned. And I think, Lisa, it shows again how divided we are. Mm. That's what really worries me. We've got to find a way. We really do agree on more than we disagree with. And how can we start listening to each other better?
Did you hear the president declared victory around 2:30 a.m. and vowed to go to the Supreme Court? Do you know what he's talking about?
I think he's going to try to challenge some of these votes. Some people anticipated it. Did a radio interview with one of my Republican colleagues from Florida who agreed with me very clearly that we have to respect the process. Every vote needs to matter. No one should be declared a victor. I think Republicans and Democrats together need to ensure that every person in this country knows that their vote that was cast will be counted and will matter. And that is what we need to ensure this week.
Back to Congress, it looks like the Democrats will retain control over the House.
It does appear that way. I have some friends that unfortunately lost their races yesterday, but Democrats will still have it, and the Senate does not look like it will get a majority. But we still have a number of races, including Michigan's, that have not been called yet.
That is Gary Peters. So you're feeling confident that he's going to be the winner?
I was concerned that it was a tight race, and I did not have a feel for it last week. I think it was very competitive, and I can't see where all the votes are that haven't been counted, so I'd rather leave it at, I think that race is competitive, which I have said to you more than once in the last few weeks.
You've been involved in politics a long time yourself directly through your late husband, John Dingell. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
I've seen tight elections. I've seen election nights that people couldn't believe. I've seen red waves when Newt Gingrich became president, things that people didn't expect. But COVID is what so complicates this. And at a time that we've all got a very common enemy in how we're addressing it. It has been a strange election year. Things that everyone's used to doing haven't been there. That contact, that individual human contact that we all desperately want and need isn't there. But what we have to do is to trust our system. We have to count every vote. And then when we feel and everybody trusts that all the votes were counted fairly, we've got to come together by whoever is elected president of the United States.
And moving forward, what will be top on the agenda for Congress following this election?
I think that's going to depend who gets elected ultimately. But, I mean, one of the first things we have to do, and I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat is COVID. We have too many people that are hurting. They're waiting for the Congress to act on relief. And I hope that the Republican Senate and the White House, who have been saying that we need to do something, will say, okay, we need to get something done. And we need to do that quickly.
Before January.
Before January.
And yet the president is threatening to fire Anthony Fauci from the coronavirus task force. How would you feel about that move?
Well, he can't fire Tony from his job at NIH. He is a world-respected, renowned scientist that really is one of the top doctors in the world. I have seen and known the work he does, seen him for 40 years. You know, if the president's got a White House task force, he can put who he wants on the task force or not. But quite frankly, and I'm trying to not take barbs today, I haven't exactly seen him listen to the people that are on that task force.
12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, congratulations on your reelection, and thanks for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. Be safe.